Thank you very much, Paul. Pete Weber with the voice of the Los Angeles Kings, Bob Miller. Here we are before Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Kings lead it 3-0. So, Bob, after all these years, are you wearing Depends for tonight's game?
Not right now, but I maybe will have to put some on when the third period begins. It's going to be such an exciting night, we hope. Certainly we all hope the Kings are going to clinch it tonight in front of the home fans. I always like to see that, whether Kings are involved or what, that the home team wins it on their ice, let their fans really go crazy and enjoy it. So I hope it happens here tonight. You've been part of this organization for years, working with me, and I am so happy for guys like you and other partners that I've had down through the years who maybe at times thought, we're never going to see this night come here. And yet here it is. It's so close. And I'm nervous because it's so close. But if it happens tonight or when it happens, it's going to be a great time for everybody that's been associated with this organization and for longtime fans who've waited 45 years for this.
This afternoon, outside in front of Staples Center, you ran into many of those fans, and that whole common thread was held by each and every one of them. You just saw total joy in their faces.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They are pumped up and ready for tonight. And like I say, they have been such loyal fans. I know a lot of people around the league think, are there any hockey fans in L.A.? Well, there are. There used to be a hardcore of them, and now there are even more. And more now as this playoff has gone on. But they are passionate about this team, the longtime Kings fans. They bought season tickets when things maybe didn't look so good. They always had hope. Sometimes I didn't have hope at the start of the year, but I think they did. So they're passionate, loyal fans, and I couldn't be happier if the Kings can do it in front of them tonight.
Does it make it any more enjoyable, the path the team has taken this year, where you didn't even know for sure you're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, at the start of the year, everybody thought this team was built to get to this point, that they could be a Stanley Cup contender. For whatever reason, guys that the Kings had in their lineup who had scored before in their careers weren't scoring goals. And everybody wondered why. Why is that happening where they can't score goals? Luckily, the defense was good, and Jonathan Quick was so good, he kept the Kings in games by great goaltending, kept them in where they could get a win or maybe a point. And then even down to the last week of the season, the Kings could have been third in the West, they could have been seventh, they ended up eighth, and they could have been out altogether. So don't get hit by a car here. But they made it, and then to make a brilliant run in the playoffs here, which has just been incredible the way they've been playing.
It has been incredible to watch all of this, and I'm wondering if people now are getting the idea around the NHL that maybe Jonathan Quick should have been highly considered, not just for the Vezina, but for the Hart Trophy, what he did to keep this team in the games all year long.
Well, I think so, and yet even Daryl Sutter would probably get votes as Coach of the Year the way it's gone here. But I understand all the votes have to be in before the playoffs begin, so it's fair for everybody, and I understand that. But yes, and all of us are hoping that Jonathan Quick wins the Vezina because of the lack of support I just mentioned, and yet he kept the Kings in games. And I think the important factor is there that it's the general managers who vote for the Vezina. You don't worry about writers in the East who go to bed before the Kings come on TV. General managers know who the important guys are, and so I'm hoping that Jonathan wins the Vezina.
So this whole season long has been interesting. You have a team that has changed coaches going to the Stanley Cup Final. Tell us what Daryl Sutter, from your viewpoint, has brought to the team.
I think he brought a stability of just be prepared. Be prepared for the next game, and that's the way it's been in the playoffs. The Kings are not celebrating anything. They're not thinking about winning the Cup. They're thinking about do your job in the next game. And I think that's because of Daryl Sutter. And I think it's the respect that the Kings players have for Daryl Sutter as a player. They knew he was a hardworking player, 8 years with the Chicago Blackhawks. They know he's been in this situation as a head coach, lost a game seven. And when he tells them focus on that next game, they take that to heart. And that they have not celebrated anything. They haven't even talked about winning the Stanley Cup. They just talk about win the next game.
when I'm thinking back, both of us were very fortunate coming along to be associated with good hockey minds. You with Badger Bob Johnson at Wisconsin. And then when you came here, you had a guy who wasn't known for his eloquence, but certainly you were able to learn a lot from Coach Bob Pulford.
No doubt about it. I remember in his office the first time they introduced me to him, and he just, nice to know. And I thought, wow, how am I going to get along with this? But we became very good friends, and he was an excellent coach. And after games, if we lost, he'd be down, and I knew to keep my mouth shut and just wait a little bit, and then he'd say, come on, let's go have something to eat or have a drink. Then I could talk to him, and I learned a lot from Bob Pulford about different plays in the game and different things that happen in a game and how to approach a game as a coach. And so I had a great time with Bob Pulford as the coach here.
And now you're still somewhat associated with him. His son-in-law is the general manager here, Dean Lombardi.
Yeah, that's right. And I've had a good relationship with Dean, and I think it's because of the relationship I had with Bob Pulford. And so it's been great. I know Pulley is so excited about this chance. He didn't want to show up at the playoffs in the finals because he's so close with Daryl Sutter too, and he was afraid he might jinx it, so he didn't want to show up, and he didn't want to be here because he might jinx it for Dean Lombardi. But I know a guy like Bob Pulford is sitting there at home and just relishing the way this team has played.
Did he feel like he had jinxed the team previously?
In the Game 7 when Daryl Sutter didn't win it down in Florida, I think Bob Pulford went there, was there that night, and they didn't win. And now he said, I'm not going. I don't want to be the guy who jinxes it. So it'd be great to see him here. We've seen so many alumni here, and so many of the alumni players like Marcel Dion and Charlie Simmer, and you can name them on and on, Dave Taylor, and I think are so happy for this franchise because they know what a struggle it was in some of the years starting out.
And I'm thinking about a guy who was in the front office now, Luke Robitaille, how exuberant he already seems.
Oh, he is really the face of this franchise because he is so good with the fans. Luke has always loved being around the fans and talking about the Kings. And as you know, he played with other teams in the league, but he said, I've always been a King.
He wasn't supposed to make it, right, when he came here in 84?
Yeah, terrible skater, right? All he could do is score goals.
Great guy to have been able to watch him. There are going to be names continuing to run through your mind throughout the course of this tonight. And you, as we all know, you have no control over what comes to mind.
Right. You're right. Those names have already come to mind. Guys who were with us for years, partners of mine who have passed on and won't be here tonight. And it is going to be emotional. There's no doubt about it. Jim Fox said, I'm a crier, and I'll be crying tonight. I said, well, then you're going to make me cry. But it's all of those people that worked so hard, and we traveled, and we prepared, and we promoted this team, and yet we'd fall short and be disappointed. And now they've got a chance to finally reach the pinnacle of success. And for all of them, I know they're going to be happy, and it's just going to be a great night.
And fortunately, you and Jim are going to be recording commentary about the game to be released in some, as of now, unknown medium in some way to Kings fans. How much does this mean to you tonight?
Well, it means a lot because the networks take over after the first round. And so I'm thinking, even, you know, like last year and the start of this year, if it ever comes to this, I'm not going to get a chance to say something about the Kings winning the cup. So this means a lot tonight. Jim and I will it'll be recorded. It'll be put on, as you say, a DVD or a CD, and Kings fans can get it later. And the ones that heard about that said, oh, I'm so happy because I've got to hear you calling the Stanley Cup championship.
As a youngster, or at least when you got started in this business, did you envision how you would call such a thing?
No, I said it's like going in the Hall of Fame. I don't think a player or a broadcaster or anybody starts a career thinking, what will I say when I get in the Hall of Fame? That's so far from your reality and from your mind, you don't even think of it. But on a couple of occasions, when Wayne Gretzky became the greatest scorer in the game and later when he became the greatest goal scorer, I did write down a couple of remarks that I wanted to get in. And I've done that for tonight. I didn't do it until yesterday when I knew we were going to do this. So I've got something ready, and I just have to time it right just before the horn. My biggest fear now is I've got this all set to finish right before the horn goes off to end the game, and they stop it with a second to go because they're going to have another face-off.
always a problem. Bob, it was tremendous working with you. Congratulations on getting to this point. And along with many, I'm praying that this is the night.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to work with you, and you're having a great career with the Nashville Predators. And I'm happy that that you had a chance to come out here and be with the Kings tonight.
Bob Miller, voice of the Los Angeles Kings, since 1973. And now, Paul, back to you.